Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Comedian Billy Blank later on this morning. Also, I believe Dr. Mean is going to call. Craig's in the house. Nick will be here. Nick had a gig last night. See how his gig went. See if he killed like Augie does. You missed Augie's conversation yesterday.
That was great. We tend to bring this up a lot only because there's some sort of amazement factor on this. There was a big band that, I shouldn't say big band, a huge band back in the 70s called the Yardbirds. And it was on this date back in 1976 when the Yardbirds frontman Keith Relf was electrocuted by his guitar when he attempted to tune his guitar while he was in the bathtub.
Yeah. Yep.
At the age of 33.
Didn't work out so well. What happened to him?
Well, he's dead.
He's dead now. He's been dead since 76, yeah.
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 So yeah, don't tune your guitar in the tub.
Just bring your acoustic to the tub.
You know? Right.
Your acoustic, acoustic guitar to the tub's fine. It's sexy, too.
And no toast machine.
No toast machine near the tub.
You leave that in the kitchen.
No.
Although you still want to keep the acoustic out of the water because that's not,
oh, yeah,
that's
wood.
Not good
yeah,
for
yeah,
the
yeah,
wood.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it doesn't make for a good sound.
No. Well, they're telling us there's more cyber attacks now. This one's in Ireland. The health systems computer in Ireland has been shut down due to a ransomware attack. And Toshiba is going through this as well. Bloomberg reporting that the Colonial Pipeline that got shut down. Well, they paid the Russian hackers $5 million to get it back up.
I'm starting to watch this new show on Netflix. It's actually not Netflix. It was Crackle, and then Crackle, they bought the show from Crackle, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. It's about, it's called The Startup. You recognize a couple of the actors. The one dude from the OC is in it. But it's about cryptocurrency, and this girl has her own cryptocurrency. She's trying to get a startup going. And this is my problem. And all of a sudden, this dude hacks in her computer, and she has to watch her money just go away. And they've been, cryptocurrency is not backed by anything, no governments, nothing. So it was gone.
Right.
And now people are going to yell, hey, what about your bank account? Well, the bank account is insured.
Yep.
You know, if somebody goes in and takes out whatever I have in the savings account, if I see it going away, the bank puts it all back in there.
Yeah,
so that's no, so. I mean, I realize that the codes are pretty well, and people are pretty good about this, but the scene is pretty cool. How she's freaking out, and the money's just going away, and she's trying to stop it, and it's gone.
Right,
and there's no government oversight because no governments own this.
Right, no FDIC for the Dogecoin.
Nope, for any of that stuff. It's a good show though.
Adam Brody. The kid you're talking about.
It's excellent show, Push.
Ron Perlman, Martin Freeman. There's some good actors.
Yeah,
here.
Martin Freeman's all in it right now. He's pretty good. I haven't seen Perlman yet. He hasn't showed up yet.
This says he's in 20 episodes.
I've only got 4 episodes in. Yeah. It's 3 seasons.
So this pipeline company paid this Russian group the $5 million to get the key, the decrypting tool, so they could restore their computer network after they made the payment. But that didn't really work very well. That tool is slow, so the company is still relying on
its
own backups.
Don't you hate a slow tool, Craig?
And it's going, it's taking them a lot longer than it should have, and blah, blah, blah.
Decrypting tool, I like that
term.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, these hackers know what they're doing. Most of us have trouble with their email.
Yeah, but why does it seem the bad guys are way ahead of the good guys?
Well, apparently they're not. It sounds like it's about even because we still keep stuff safe. Well, apparently in this new infrastructure bill, they want a lot of money to stop this kind of stuff. But see, that's not roads and bridges, so that's what the Republicans
are
against.
But it's important.
Oh, it's very important.
It's kind of important.
But it's not roads and bridges.
Well, it's still...
And it's also not Trump, so we're not going to say yes. Of course it's important.
But, Bush, didn't you say the computer system that this company had was easily hacked?
That was they said there was a report or like an analysis from like 5-10 years ago of this pipeline company, and they had been concluded that their security software could have been hacked by an eighth grader, was what they said.
Oh, I thought you meant it was our company when you started to tell a story.
No.
People are going to steal important stuff. I don't know. Yeah, like this.
Whore!
Yeah.
It's important.
They're going to steal our sound effects. How about this? This is wanted everywhere.
Suck it, Jesus.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's not wanted here.
People want that as a ringtone.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
They're horrible people.
Well, they might be, but they're good people to me.
No, they hacked into our system.
Oh, I know what people want as a ringtone. This, too, Craig. You're like this.
You stupid son of a bitch!
They like that.
I do like that.
Yeah. Imagine that ringing in your pocket.
Well, I think what they want.
You stupid son of a bitch!
I think
you
they want.
Stupid son of a bitch!
I think
you
want
stupid son of a bitch!
My dad trying to reach in his pants for his phone. He could never get to it. Oh, you're son of a bitch. You're stupid son of a bitch.
You stupid son of a bitch! You stupid son of a bitch!
Would you answer that?
You stupid son of a bitch!
My dad's getting pummeled by some dude.
See, the guys that have approached us about that one, Craig, they want to assign that ringtone to a specific friend.
Yes.
Right.
So when that guy calls, they'll know.
Right.
It's Craig.
Some people would put that on their as their children's ringtone.
What if the girl?
Well, because you know, their mother.
What if the kind of the girl you're hanging out with? She butt dials you, and she's right in the same room. And all of a sudden, you hear this:
whore, 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 whore.
I'm whore on your ringtone. Oh yeah.
What a 2-bit Wichita whore.
Yeah, so yeah.
Porn, porn.
That one, I would have that one.
Hackers get into our system. They're going to find out when the next Green Day song is coming up.
Ahead of time.
Yeah.
You're right.
Wow.
That's going to be amazing for them.
And then the competitor will counter program against that.
Right.
But I don't know how you counter program against Green Day.
You can't.
The world's highest-paid athletes, Conor McGregor leads the list.
Whiskey.
Yeah. Yeah, these things are always kind of weird because they a lot of times they're fighters that have one big fight for $50 million, or they're involved in some business that makes them a lot of money that year.
Or whoever recently re-signed and got a big signing bonus. Right.
Yeah. Or endorsement deals. Is that included?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is. Conor McGregor earned, $22 million in the ring. And he earned $158 million out of the ring.
Yeah.
Whiskey.
And you about to, sell that whiskey, too?
I think he did. I think that's where that came from.
Okay,
they sold off the whiskey company.
Yeah. Whiskey sounds good. Whiskey sounds good right around now.
A lot of times it does.
I know, but I will drink a little whiskey when Willie Farrell ends up back in the studio shortly. Sometime soon, hopefully.
The peanut butter kind, or?
I think Willie would drive over here and do our show.
Yeah, Irish kind.
I think I have
both. No, peanut butter kind's okay. It just tastes like peanut butter.
Yeah.
And it's almost too sweet for me.
Yeah, I've got both in the closet over here.
Yeah. Lionel Messi is at number 2 on the list of the highest paid athletes. He brought in $130 million, most of that from on the field.
What team does he play for?
He is...
Soccer team.
Yeah. Soccer.
Soccer.
Yeah, that. Yeah. Barcelona.
Oh, Barcelona, that's right.
You know, most of the world knows that. We don't.
I don't care.
Yeah, I don't either.
I mean, don't force it. I mean, you'll play it and love it, you want, but...
Yeah, we're more concerned.
I don't like a lot of sports, so I should get mad at for not liking soccer.
Like yesterday.
I don't like a lot of sports.
We're more concerned about who's number 3 in the depth chart.
Yeah, well, that was ridiculous.
Of the NFL team.
We stopped that quick.
At number 3 on the depth chart of the highest paid athletes is Cristiano Ronaldo.
Another soccer player. I know the
brought
name.
Brought in 120
I know the name.
Yeah. But I don't know what team they play for.
Does he play for Manchester?
No.
Okay.
Who's he play for?
Somebody
Soccer.
Else.
Yeah. Yeah, the
Madrid.
Most...
Madrid.
I don't know. I don't see it offhand here.
Yeah.
And number four on the list, you may be surprised to know, it's Dak Prescott.
Oh, signing bonus.
New signing bonus, right? Yeah.
He signed the big contract, and they gave him a pile of cash. He won't be on that list next year.
A $66 million signing bonus. No, he brought in $97 million last year.
It's going to be whoever pays Rodgers next year, and it won't be the Packers.
LeBron at number five. Most of that is endorsements.
Yeah.
Neymar at number six. Roger Federer at seven. Lewis Hamilton, Formula One. Yeah, driver at number eight.
Yeah, they're huge, man.
Most of his money came on the field, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They pay a bunch of money for that sport overseas, you know.
Tom Brady at number nine. More than half of his came from on the field. $45 million of his
God, somebody beat that
$76 million.
Where's the other money?
See, his old man. His old man was on a Boston radio station saying, "We're going to come kick the Patriots' ass week four." It's like, let it go, Tom Sr.
Oh, Brady's got that TB12. Business going still, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I don't
see that he has a ton of endorsements.
Oh, no, he's got a lot of print endorsements. He's got a watch. And, you know,
yeah, it's all high-end stuff.
Real high-end stuff we don't see that often.
Right. He's also got a wife who's a zillionaire.
Yeah, but they don't count. Doesn't count.
No, but it does at home.
Oh, my God, yeah. She makes a lot more than me. Yeah.
Because, she beats him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And to find out that he made that much money but still took money from that, you know, pandemic relief crap.
Well, he's a douchebag.
He's such a douche.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant at number 10, most of his money coming off the field, even though still 31 on the field.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott, the first NFL player ever to top $100 million in a single year.
And pushes right as soon as Mahomes took a back-loaded thing, and that just loaded him up for years. Right?
That's what it is. Any quarterback who signs new big contract with a giant signing bonus will end up on that list for 1 year. Push but not
took,
next year.
Push took a backload, too, but it had nothing to do with the money.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think it didn't have anything to do with the money.
Okay. Wasn't that much, though. Let's go with that. Wasn't that much.
It was enough.
We backloaded about $100.
Got the bill paid.
The name Luca.
His name is Luca.
Has more than tripled in popularity since, Luka Doncic.
Oh.
Came into the league. His name, that name has more than tripled in popularity since he made his NBA debut in 2018.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be from the song from the mid-90s.
That was not the mid-90s.
I know it was.
I looked into that today.
Did the name – when was Luca? 87, 88.
Very good.
Was it?
It was 87. Now, I assume that the name Luca took a downturn about then.
Yeah.
Because –
it was about getting a kid – his ass
Luca
kicked.
Was the abused kid in the apartment upstairs.
I know, right. Like Jeremy blowing up the classroom. When Pearl Jam came out.
Yeah, if I recall, he lived on the second floor.
Yes, she did. Liz Phair, right?
Suzanne Vega.
Suzanne Vega.
Ah, similar, same-looking people.
But definitely on the top five most bummer songs out there list.
Yep. Yeah, I don't think they named their kid Luca. We're going to name Luca because we're going to beat the hell out of him for 10 years. It's not funny.
No, you don't. So no. I assume the name took a downturn about then.
It had to take a downturn then. It had to.
Around then, if you named your kid Luca, you probably should end up on the list.
Yeah.
Well, let's watch those folks.
Or when in 91 with Jeremy came out, that song, in the video, the kid was nut job with a gun in a classroom.
Well, that was based on a real story, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Some kid that got bullied.
I don't know if it was his name or not like that.
Yeah, it might not have been Jeremy, but
But they stole that name. We have a good friend of ours named Jeremy, but he was already of age, obviously, in 91. So I'm sure he got tired of hearing that.
But I recall picking on that boy.
Yeah.
Seemed a harmless little.
Yeah. Luca was on the second floor. You're right about that.
No, the actual kid's name was Jeremy.
Okay, was it?
Yeah.
Well, I think the name took a downturn then, too.
Maybe not. People don't listen to the words of songs. They just hear the title.
If they watch the video, that's true.
They just hear the hook.
That's true. They don't. A lot of people don't.
When they play Every Breath You Take at weddings.
There's a ton of wedding songs, and it's about a stalker.
No, that's a psycho.
Yeah, it's a psycho.
I'll be watching you from outside your window in the rain.
Right. Masturbating, too.
Probably.
Yeah, born in the USA. Not a patriotic song.
Not at all.
We take care of our own.
Yep.
Another slap.
No, Reagan was dumb.
A lot of people were.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can't see past the title.
To this day, you'll hear Born USA. Yeah.
It's in every fireworks montage every 4th of July.
Exactly.
50 different samples of breast milk.
All right. That'd be a good testing job, huh?
Is that a band name?
Especially get it right out of the tap.
That would be a little overwhelming.
Right. Though. That's 100 girls, though.
But you need a lot Think of crackers.
Yeah. Because each boob tastes, the milk tastes the same.
A lot of palate cleansers.
That's it,
or does it?
So 50 samples from 100 women?
Well.
Is that what you said?
Each, yeah. Oh, no,
I don't think that math works out.
25 women, I'm sorry.
One sample from each tap.
Oh, no. Yeah, it'll be 100 women.
Yeah. No, 50 women, 100 samples.
But there's 50 samples.
No, we 50 women, 50 samples, because there's only one sample, because each boob tastes the same.
Are you sure?
Well,
do you know
that? We'll ask Dr. Mina.
Do you know that?
We'll ask her if her boobs tasted the same.
I would have to defer to an infant on that.
Well, they come from the same place, don't they?
I'd ask my granddaughter, does each boob taste the same? Right. And she wouldn't be able to respond.
Yeah,
need a guy that tried his wife's boobs.
Is that like left Twix, right Twix, or are they in competition?
No. It comes in the same pouch, doesn't it?
Right. My guess would be it tastes the same, but yeah. I don't know for sure.
I can't say that with certainty.
No, nor can I.
Well, do the babies have preferences?
Well, one tastes
they go
better
the
than
left
the other
tap one. Or the right tap?
I guess depending on how raw your nipple gets, that's what I've heard.
That's how it tastes.
The one that's flowing.
I think the woman puts them on the other nipple when their nipple gets raw. Oh. Yeah.
Or she knows this tap is flowing better than the other tap. Because sometimes they get clogged up.
Or this one's got like beard marks on it from my husband.
Right. That stuck to the tape.
Thank you.
And the other one's still clear, honey.
Yeah. Except Puss's wife never has to say anything about beard marks.
No, she does it. She does it. She does it.
Well, she might complain about being a beard.
You can tickle those things with your chin. Yeah. When you have a beard.
What's that?
Yeah. Push just totally is a beard.
Right.
I got it. Yeah.
No, she's the beard.
Oh,
she's
that's right.
Beard. That situation.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. She's straight. You're not.
In Craig's scenario here.
Yeah. She's the beard.
Like in everybody's.
Yeah, except for reality.
Right. We don't know.
Okay. It's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
50 different samples of breast milk. You didn't show up here thinking there'd be math. So that 125 thing.
I was screwed up there. I knew it's one person gives one sample. So, right, 50 samples would be 50 women. Now, I meant 100 women would be if each boob tasted differently, but I screwed that up.
50 different samples of breast milk tested by the Toxic Free Future Foundation. All tested positive for a harmful man-made chemical called PFAS.
Oh.
Where do you get the PFAS?
And plastics.
Nipples.
Huh? Yep. It's found in items like plastic and cannot be broken down by the environment.
It's everywhere, man.
Yes, it is. The study shows chemical levels in the breast milk were up to 2,000 times higher than the levels recommended for safe drinking water. These chemicals have been linked to people developing cancer, liver disease, lower sperm count, and other bodily failures. There's currently no FDA safety standards for these things in breast milk.
It's everywhere. It's in the ocean. It's in the air.
Nothing to see here, Todd. But do we really want to get rid of fossil fuels?
No, I like that.
That's what Marjorie Taylor Greene said. I know we all love a clean world and a clean earth. but do we really want to get rid of coal and oil? That was her exact quote. She's such an idiot.
And don't we all like a little plastic in our salmon?
Yeah.
We are still working on some of the names of the players that had Norman Lloyd in our Deadpool.
Have we been working on that all week?
Kinda. We forget from time to time.
We stopped a little bit.
Include but are not limited to KMDR-M11, Labia in the Jaro gets a hit.
I don't get KMDR-M11. That sounds like some computer-generated.
It might be.
That's my computer-generated password.
It might be. Larry Dickman gets a hit. That's actually a name that...
Who's Larry Dickman?
Larry Dickman is a name that Don Rickles gave to, I forget who, some famous guy, and would say, Larry Dickman's in the audience, and it was actually this famous guy.
Okay, all right.
So a very long story on that
That's
one.
Good.
Clint Eastwood.
Was it Eastwood, really?
Clint Eastwood was Larry Dickman.
They were in Kelly's Heroes together, yes.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, labiaplasty leftovers gets a hit.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Ew.
Did we ever get a call from someone who had a butt implant when Craig did the butt implant story?
No.
I don't think so.
No. We wanted to know if it hurt when you sat down.
Right.
After the procedure.
After the procedure, right. Yeah. Not every time.
I'm sure it goes away after a while.
I would hope so.
We would guess it might be painful for the first couple days.
Right. Magic school bus dropout gets a hit, and the masturbation game tape gets a hit.
Let's review.
Let's not.
Billy Blank later on. I'll seduct the Mina. Come on back. Friday.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.